Guys, are you ready to heat things up this Christmas? Go with a win-win this year. Something that'll make her feel hot and heat up your holiday too. How? Super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram. The hoodie footy is the ultimate solution to get her hot when she's freezing cold. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. She's going to love it. Go to pajamagram.com today. Use code SAVE10 and you'll save $10 on adult-size hoodie footies when you use that promo code SAVE10. That's pajamagram.com. SAVE10. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you.
The Blitz, KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. To the masters. Break it down.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Also, hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on the Twitch channel if you like. Comment there. Miss the first hour. Pretty sportsy. A little Astros, Garrett Cole type talk. A little college football talk there at the end.
You know what I was just thinking?
What's that?
It's only Wednesday.
Yeah?
That sucks.
So, it's what are the odds Wednesday, so when you call, text, tweet, whatever, put odds on it.
That doesn't really make it better.
See, I actually feel like the week's moving pretty fast.
Do you?
Well, yeah. Here's full admission, and this is just between us. Please don't tell anybody this. I'm really enjoying having the place to myself.
Yeah.
And the week's flying by because of it.
Have you been walking around telling people your wife died in a fire?
No. I've not done that. I think everybody knows that that's not what...
I mean, strangers don't know.
Well, I haven't been walking around anywhere because I've been staying at home.
Oh, okay.
And just watching TV and, you know.
You're not bringing chicks back home from the bar?
Nope, I'm not. I've been to the bar once all week for about an hour on Sunday.
How'd that go?
It was fine. Just had a few drinks after the Texans game.
Nice.
That's it. No, I'm not doing anything. I'm just hanging around the house.
You're behaving yourself. You're acting responsibly.
Yeah. You know,
lame.
Keeping the dogs company. And that's about it. Yeah, you know what? I'm enjoying the hell out of it.
Okay.
I really am. I love the fact that I have just some time to myself. And it's made it a lot easier for me to get work done and watching whatever I want on TV. It's all good. So, and yeah, so the week is flying by significantly. Wish it was 2 weeks. Yeah. 713-780. The only negative is that I can't really do much outside because the dog still needs a lot of attention. So I can leave her in the kennel for while I'm doing the show, or if I need to go do something for a couple hours. But
can't you aren't there a bunch of bars around your house that have litter dog friendly?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I just, you know, if I did want to go to a bar, which I haven't, it's Wednesday and here we are. I'm not going tonight either. I'd kind of want to get away from the dog for a little
while.
But I'm going to go do steak night tomorrow night. That's something we always do. But
you and Lawyer Dave?
Yeah. Yeah. Roger joins us sometimes. Kind of the same crew. Yeah, I don't hang out with a lot of people anymore, but those guys are up there.
You maintain many hetero relationships.
Not many. No, I've narrowed it down. Man, somebody sent me this picture. I didn't realize Terry Hatcher was 55 years old, and she took some bikini shots. And I'll let you judge.
I'm pulling it up on my computer.
Okay.
I mean, you got to keep in mind she's 55, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for 55, I guess, but I'm.
Stupid. It's like they want to show it to me in a video. And. Yeah. Oh, it says I can just go to her Instagram. I'll just do that.
Yeah, well, enjoy or whatever.
I mean, I don't have a lot of complaints about her body. I would say for 55, that's a pretty good body.
Certainly from the front.
I would just
the back shot.
I think that's mostly the cut of the swimsuit that's not appealing to me. But I would also maybe throw some makeup on. Maybe
She intentionally did it with no makeup.
Yeah,
which I think affects things a little bit because
then you start to look like you're 55.
Right.
But hey, that's cool. I'd say she looks good for an old broad.
Yeah.
Not your cup of tea, huh?
No, not really.
But she's she looks better than you.
Yeah, so?
I mean, if I put you in that bikini, it'd be disgusting.
I know, but I'm not putting my bikini pictures out there for people to see.
I will also note that I've never thought Terry Hatcher was all that hot. Like, she's never been my cup of tea.
Okay.
Was she yours at one point?
Yeah, what was that movie she did with... I freaking love the movie. I can't remember the name of it. Oh, 2 Days in the Valley.
Okay.
In that, yes. She was awesome. Every other thing I've seen her in, not so much.
You know who...
But she was not as hot as Charlize Theron was in that one.
Oh, no. I'll tell you who looks a little bit like her, but I think is way hotter, and I think probably like 15, 20 years younger, is that girl that was in... she was in Firefly, and then she was in Gotham. She was Deadpool's girlfriend. What's her name?
Oh, I think it's like Morena Baccarin or something.
Yes.
Like. Oh, she might be my new number one all time.
And she kind of looks like a young Terry Hatcher, but I think she looks a little more, what's the word for it? She looks a little more exotic. I think she's got some Latin American to her.
She's Brazilian.
Okay,
that explains it.
And she's, you know, what's she, maybe 40?
She's 40.
Okay, yeah.
To
me, personally, I don't need Terry Hatcher anymore because that Morena Baccarin chick, she's like the new Terry Hatcher.
She's a better version.
Better version.
No, she is... she's one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen.
She's great.
And especially in Firefly, where she played the, they had a different name for it, but basically she was a high-end prostitute. Boy, I would have paid whatever.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. And I thought she was great in both the Deadpools. So, yeah, I that one I agree with you 100% on. But
I think as she's gotten older, she looks like Terry Hatcher, and I think in a good way, but just hotter. So, I'm on her. She needs to post bikini pictures.
And I've always had a thing for Marissa Tomei also because she's exactly my age. We have the same birthday, exact day.
I've never been into her either.
I've always liked her, and she's held up well. I thought she looked pretty good in the Spider-Man movies.
Who is the lady that everyone else seems to think is hot and you've never been down on? Never been down with.
Oh.
Like ever like who do, that you've always been like, really? That's hot, huh?
I have to think about that.
I've got two that jump out at me immediately.
Okay.
One is Rosie Perez.
Oh, yeah.
Legit body. But I just can't get over the way she talks. I don't like it. I'll never like it. I thought she was just doing that in movies, but that's how she talks in real life. I'm out. The other one, I never got the Demi Moore is super hot vibe. Like, I've never thought she was that hot. So, for a chick that everyone seems to always, like, they're like, ooh, Demi Moore at her age, still smoke. Like, even when Demi Moore was young, I didn't think she was hot. Like, I didn't think she was hot in Ghost.
Well, I didn't think she was hot in that.
I was like 8 when that came out. I thought everybody was hot.
Well, yeah, any woman that's on screen was hot back then. Although in A Few Good Men, when she's in uniform, I thought that's pretty.
Oh, I don't like that.
I like that a lot.
Because you were never in the military.
No, exactly.
Trust me, there's nothing good about a woman in uniform. It never ends well.
I'm talking about the look. I'm not talking about the actual job. Okay. She was playing a role, okay? She was acting.
Okay.
So, definitely would salute, that's for sure.
Yeah, not my thing. Not my flavor.
But that was the only thing I liked her in.
You got one, Aaron, and chick that everyone thinks is hot and you don't?
I mean, I've never been huge on Charlize Theron.
Ooh, now you and Fred are about to fight.
Yeah.
Like, there's times when I look at her and I'm like, yeah, okay, she's attractive, but nothing that would ever make me crawl over broken glass or walk in front of a bus on the off chance of meeting her.
I don't, you know when I don't like Charlize Theron? When she has tall hair. Like when it's like, she looks like Bowie. I don't like that. The David Bowie look on Charlize Theron.
I said, go watch 2 Days in the Valley. If you're not...
And I definitely don't like the monster Charlize Theron.
Well, yeah, that's... but that, you know, she was showing off her acting chops.
Yeah, I get it.
But, okay, I'll tell you somebody who jumps right out at me.
Okay.
Any female cast member from Friends. Like all three of them. Courtney Cox.
Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, and Lisa Kudrow.
I think I agree with you. I'm not crazy about that either.
I don't think any of them do... Jennifer Aniston comes the closest, but then I found out she has bad breath.
I've heard that too.
That's a turnoff. And then what's the chick who eats her toenails? Not from Friends, but there's the really hot chick that everybody loves, but she chews her toenails, so she's out. I can't remember her name.
I don't know who you're talking
about. She was in Ghost Rider, the chick from Ghost Rider. She's been in a bunch of stuff. Everybody loves her.
Oh, Eva Mendes?
Yeah. Yeah, Eva Mendes.
She eats her toenails?
She chews on her toenails. Just yeah, that's an instant no.
Oh, another chick that I never thought was that hot, Drew Barrymore.
You know why? I agree with you on that. But when I first saw her, she was in Firestarter, and I can't think of older actresses when you see him as a kid. I know it's stupid, but it's just one of those things. I can't be attracted to them if they were kids, unless I was the same age, and then I would have been too young.
You know who? Like when I was a young man was like the hottest chick, and I think it's all gone to hell for her. I haven't seen her lately because she's not famous anymore, but Alicia Silverstone was like,
yeah,
she was prime when I was like in
Batgirl. Alicia Silverstone,
like when I was in junior high school, she was quality. I don't know what's happened to her now.
Yeah, I haven't
but I don't think it ended well for her. Or she would have, she would have a job, right?
Yeah.
She's apparently doing a lot of small projects and stuff.
What is she, like a Broadway actress? Because she wasn't ever a good actress.
She was in something called The Lodge this year. It takes time to get there. American Woman is a TV series I've never
Stay away from
heard
me.
Of.
Yeah.
Yeah, she used to be really hot. I don't know what happened.
Reese Witherspoon's held up pretty well.
You know who, really... All the girls in that Clueless movie were hot, and it's gone downhill for all of them because Alicia Silverstone, I don't think she's hot anymore. Stacey Dash has like gone crazy.
Yeah.
And Brittany Murphy's dead.
Well, there's no.
The other girl I want to find out about what happened to her, Sloan from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, Mia Sara?
Oh, yeah. She, I wonder if she's still hot.
You know, I don't think she ever did anything after that.
Oh, she was, I mean.
She was. In that movie, she was extremely hot.
Yeah. You would know, Mr. Rooney.
Do you think the chick from Man in the High Castle, Alexa DeVallos, is hot, AJ? Since you watched the show?
I didn't know that was her name. So, I guess that's. I don't think of her as like super hot. No,
I'll tell you the most disappointing one of my life, and then we'll move on. But PJ Souls from Stripes, and she was so hot in that movie.
Yeah,
and then she did Rock and Roll High School, and she was hot in that. Man, do not Google what she looks like now. I mean, it will ruin every fantasy you had as a kid. Which means go ahead and do it.
Is that the chick? Is that Alexa? Chick, is she in The Punisher?
I don't know.
That I don't know because I haven't seen.
No. Well, never mind.
Well, Hey, guys, we have to tell you about Brooklinen, who is celebrating their days of gifting. They've got daily promotions on different items. And, man, these sheets, their towels, everything are the highest quality. And believe me, they make a difference.
Believe me.
If you, the wife has basically said, we're not buying anything but Brooklinen from now on. And the first time we got it and put it on the bed, it was like, oh my goodness, you really do notice a difference. You sleep better. And this holiday season, you can make you and your loved ones comfortable by ordering Brooklinen. And they've got luxury sheets, robes, loungewear, towels, and more. All luxury products without the luxury markup.
Yeah, and Brooklinen is really the way to go because not only are you getting super high quality products from Brooklinen, but you're getting them without the massive markups that you get from some other guys. These are super soft, super high quality. They're going to last. They're going to get softer with every wash. And like I said, I mean, if you paid for expensive sheets before, you know it's not fun. Brooklinen. Easy peasy. BROOKLINEN.com. Check them out. Free shipping. Brooklinen.com.
You were trouble when you walked down. So shame on me now. To me to places I've never been. Do you put.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys. Sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you. All right, guys, if you are ready to heat things up this Christmas and you can't think of a gift, well, Pajamagram may have something right up her alley. It's the super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy from our friends at Pajamagram, because let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. You want your lady to be comfortable, and the Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas, and that head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time, and it gets even better because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. That's like icing on the cake because it means you don't have to wrap anything. So it's a present for her, but it's really you who's getting the gift. Let's face it. They're also backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee. Delivery by Christmas is guaranteed, so you're risking nothing. Guys, if you want more, how about this? They're celebrating 10 years of Hoodie Footy right now. For a limited time, you can save $10 on adult-size hoodie footies when you use the code SAVE10 at checkout. Go to Pajamagram.com, use the code SAVE10, that's Pajamagram.com, SAVE10, and tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I'm getting a lot of Angelina Jolie overrated. And also a lot of Sarah Jessica Parker, which I agree with 100%. She does absolutely nothing for me. Do yourself a favor. Do not Google Mia Sara 2019. Don't do it. If you want to just remember her as she was, that's the smart thing.
By the way, Alexa DeVallis was not in The Punisher.
Okay.
So
you're either thinking of Amber Rose, Reva, or Floriana Lima.
Okay. God, I've got to Google Mia Sara 2019.
Don't do it. Don't do it. It's like the shark pick. You won't want to see it. It's not as bad as PJ Souls, but she looks nothing like how she used to look.
I mean, listen, she looks like a. She doesn't look bad.
No, but it depends on the photo. There's a couple of photos where she does look bad.
She looks like a damn near 50-year-old woman now. I mean,
but she looks almost nothing like what she did in the movie.
Because she is now. Oh well, she's 52.
Okay, well she's ancient.
Yeah. Come on. I mean, what's the...
Mario didn't listen to me. He Googled PJ Souls, and that's a flattering photo of her these days that he tweeted us. There's a lot worse than that.
Did, I think Phoebe Cates is another chick who didn't hold up exactly well over time.
Well, didn't she? She kind of quit acting. She married Kevin Kline, if I'm not mistaken, and spit out a bunch of kids.
Oh, well, I guess that'll do it.
But
I don't know what she looks like now, though.
Let's see. I just Googled Phoebe Cates 2019. Not bad.
Okay.
Not bad. She's
like mid-50s.
Yeah. which, as we all know, is very old.
Yeah, it's extremely old, like near death.
Kevin Klein's held up pretty well when he's not growing a gray beard. He looks like a homeless
dude. That's
always
a bad move.
Yeah.
It's not always a bad move. It's not a bad move if you're like George Clooney, because he does it. It's like, oh,
yeah,
man.
He can do anything.
He looks
and he's fine.
Demure and dapper.
And it's not a bad move if you're ZZ Top. You can grow a beard. But most guys that have those gray beards, it doesn't look good.
A couple people have asked about Cameron Diaz. Where do you fall on the Cameron Diaz?
I was never a huge Cameron Diaz fan.
I'll tell you when Cameron Diaz was a 10 is in The Mask.
Yeah.
And then after that, I can take her or leave her. In that movie, she was ridiculous. So I'm torn on that one. You know who else? This one's going to be really controversial because this is a very, very famous one.
Okay.
I don't think Julia Roberts is that hot. Never have.
I'm with you on that, actually.
Okay. Aaron?
Again, pretty, but not super hot. No.
Yeah, not my style. Not my style.
I think she's a better actor than most of the people we've...
Oh, yeah. Well, no one's judging her on that.
Well, I mean, but I think that raises her a point or two, is because she's really good at acting. And if you're good at acting, I'll give you an extra point or two. If you're just on screen because you're hot, then you better be a 10.
Yeah.
So I'm not sold on Kathy Bates. Come on, man. Kathy Bates is hot.
You would.
She is smoking. And man, a lot of votes for Wonder Woman.
People don't think she's hot?
No, that they think she is hot.
Oh, okay.
Probably both of them, right?
Well, it's super easy to pick out girls that are hot. We're talking about girls that
nobody else,
everybody
is.
Thinks is hot that we don't.
All right,
Bernardo says Carmen Electra. I don't know. I can't imagine what she looks like now. But
no, but I always thought
Carmen Electra, prime Carmen Electra.
I thought she was hot.
Oh, that was hard to beat.
Javier, my dad always said Jamie Lee Curtis. Jamie Lee Curtis in True Lies. If you just watch that. But then she wrote a bunch of books about poop, so that kind of lowered her.
I've never thought Jamie Lee Curtis was hot either.
I thought she was hot in that movie.
In which movie?
In True Lies.
Okay.
Where she's doing the dance and everything.
I mean, that's probably the closest to her being hot. I get when I think of her, I think of Halloween.
Yeah.
Where she's basically a young lass. So it's hard for me to, she's not been for me. She's not my style. Oh, how about another one? Nicole Kidman?
It never really worked for me. And you know I like redheads.
Yep, not really my flavor. Yeah. I'm surprised you don't like her because you like the way she talks.
Oh, yeah, I do love her voice, but she just doesn't do it for me. And I've still got bald Natalie Portman with that voice. So
yeah.
That's kind of that's the gold standard.
Some people are telling me don't look up Nicole Eggert 2019. She was from Baywatch, and she was on Alyssa Milano's friend on Who's the Boss, if you go way back. But she's apparently picked up a few pounds over the years. Mm. She wouldn't fit in that red suit anymore.
Greg says Uma Thurman doesn't do anything for me.
Same.
I know
I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, there was one movie that I really liked her in, and it was the sequel to Get Shorty, Be Cool.
Yeah.
I thought she looked good in that, and she was kind of a cool character, but everything else. Yeah.
Also incredibly unattractive to me, Juliette Lewis. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
She's the girl from... I'm trying to think what she's most famous for. Probably... No. Well, she was in What's Eating Gilbert Grape, which was a big deal. Cape Fear. Oh, Natural Born Killers is what...
Yeah,
what most people would know her from. But
I did love that movie.
I did, too. Great movie, but she's not hot to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Not hot. I'm trying to think if there's anyone else who jumps out as a not hot chick that everybody else thinks is hot. I think that's all I've got for now. Who's the chick that does the Hilton commercials now? The kind of cute, quirky girl?
I said it or said her name earlier today.
A couple other names from the people. Liv Tyler.
Oh, no, I think she's hot.
I don't know.
She was.
She looks too much like her dad.
Anna Kendrick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks she's super hot. Not really my flavor.
And a couple people actually just mentioned Anna Kendrick as you were, you know.
A lot of people like Blake Lively. Not my deal. Those are kind of younger ones, but not my deal.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a lot that I just don't think are that attractive. Now, part of it is I'm just old and I never have any shot with anyone even halfway remotely looking like them, but yeah.
I know you're an older gentleman, but was like there a time when Meryl Streep was hot?
Oh, God, no. I've never thought she was hot.
I've never thought so.
In fact, I find her repulsive.
Repulsive?
Yes.
Like she makes you feel like vomiting.
Well, I think everybody forces down your throat that she's this great actress, and I don't think she can act. It's just because she's not attractive. So okay. That must mean she can act. Okay, I'll give you one more.
One for the road.
Yeah. From my back in my day, Kim Basinger, way
didn't
overrated.
Didn't think she was hot?
No, did not like her.
I think Kim Basinger kind of does it for me. And I'll be honest, this is when I liked Kim Basinger maybe the most, was when she was Eminem's Trailer Park Mom. Like when she was spending all her money on lotto tickets and ramen. Like, I thought that was kind of hot.
Getting a lot of Rihanna on the list, too.
People don't think Rihanna's hot?
Yeah.
Oof. Okay. Y'all can have that one. Yeah. Not me.
I respectfully disagree.
Yeah.
All right. We got to move on. We're way over.
Oh, here. Okay. Max Holloway on the other side of this break. Allstate Siding and Windows, though, they don't want you to be cold. They don't want your heat to be seeping out your old crummy aluminum windows when you could be saving up to 40% on your electric bills. How about that? All by switching over to some Allstate Siding and Windows. Guys, call my friends today. Get their winter special. 30% off all windows. $2,500 for all full siding jobs. They are family-owned and operated for over 45 years. That means they're not going to pack up their tents and be gone tomorrow. This is a company you want to do business with. They offer military discounts. They offer senior discounts. They offer first responder discounts. A good, solid company. And remember, you want the best rate. Call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. Give them a call today, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online at allstatesidingandwindows.com. For the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Joining us now on the program is the undisputed UFC featherweight champion of the world and cementing his name as one of the best pound-for-pound fighters of all time, Max Blessed Holloway. Max, how's it going, my man?
Going good. How are you guys doing today?
Man, we cannot complain here. Obviously, it is Wednesday, which means you're probably really hungry. How's the weight cut going on fight week?
Going great, actually. Going good. I'm going to become real hungry here in a little bit by tomorrow, but today is good. Today I still get all my meals. I get breakfast, lunch, dinner, and then tomorrow the weight cut, the fasting begins, and on our way to 45.
Now, Max, you have had, in my opinion, one of the most amazing run of fights here in your last five fights. As far as high profile, I mean, you cemented yourself as a superstar in this game.
the two Aldo fights where you I mean, the first one you beat him, he's the undisputed champion. He's been basically the featherweight division for years and years. You finish him. You beat him again, finish him again. You have maybe the fight of the year in 2018 against Brian Ortega, which was just an amazing fight. Then you have a massive fight for the lightweight title against Poirier, and then the Frankie Edgar fight. Like, are you exhausted from just the magnitude of these fights? There's no – it seems like you haven't really been able to take a breath in between all these.
No, I love it. I love it. This is what I love, you know. Our fighting window is short, man, so short. I can enjoy the perks when I'm done, when I retire. So right now, let's just get to work. You know, I love these big name fights, and that's how you become a legend. You know, I want to be remembered one of the greats, and that's how you do it. You fight whoever they think is the greatest, and you go out there and you perform.
Alexander Volkanovsky has certainly made his name off of the backs of legends to date. This is a guy who. Has lost once in his career. I think he's won 17 fights in a row. He hasn't lost since he's been in the UFC. But I think really people started to take him seriously when he beats Chad Mendez and he beats him in a really dominant fashion, and then he beats Jose Aldo, and now he's here. And this is a guy that a lot of people don't know about. Maybe when you look at your last five fights and then you look at this name, maybe not as many people know the name Volkanovsky. What do you see in him that's dangerous, and where do you see yourself having some advantages?
He presents a lot of questions, and that's what intrigues us. You know, that's what intrigues my team. That's what gets me up in the morning. You know, he keeps talking about his power. So, you know, I didn't face someone with this type of power. Keep talking about his pace. People talk about how I got a height advantage of him, but. He has a reach advantage over me by like 2 inches, so it's crazy. You know, this guy is built a little bit different, so I just can't wait. I can't wait to go in there and mix it up. You know, he's a number one contender. He's standing across from me in the octagon come on Saturday for a reason, and I can't wait to see why.
He has made note that you are moving up to 155 at some point. I think you yourself has said at some point you plan on moving to 155 permanently. He says he's the guy who's going to finish you at 145, send you to lightweight. I mean, do you think that's just that's fight talk, or do you think that there is something to, like, your body is getting to the point where it's ready to be a 155-pound body?
We don't know. I got some of the best guys behind me. I got the best team. I got one of the greatest nutritionists in the world. And right now, 45 looks like I'll be here for a while. You know, this guy keeps talking about me being a big boy, this and that, and so on. Nobody actually talk about my size. They talk about his size, about him being 220 pounds or something before. So if anybody's big, it has to be him, you know. At the end of the day, it is what it is, you know. When I'm here, I do my thing on Saturday. Then we can ask that question. But right now I'm focused on Volkanovski at 45.
Let's go back to when the last time you did fight at 155, when you fought Dustin Poirier. What did you feel like went wrong for you in that fight? What adjustments did you decide to make afterwards?
We made a lot of adjustments. You know, it wasn't a loss, it was a learning curve. And at the end of the day, anything I say right now, that fight is so, it hasn't even been a year yet. You know, anything I say is going to sound like an excuse, and I don't want to do that to Dustin. He came up that night, he showed up, and he fought his fight. You know, to lose to him. He got away with the W. You know, there was three judges in the that night that mattered. Their decision mattered, and he got it. So I ain't gonna make no excuses. I ain't gonna say nothing. You know, just went back to the drawing board. And you guys see what happened to Edgar in the fight after that.
Is there something to at 155? There's more money fights available if you're fighting up a weight class, because it seems like 155, 170, you get the Diazes, the Masvidals, the McGregors now. It just seems like there's money fights. That's what everybody's grasping for, these big money fights, even Khabib now. Do you feel like that's part of the allure of fighting at 155, is there's more guys to have these massive paydays with?
I just want to be the greatest of all time. You know, that's just what I want to do. That's my plan, is to be one of the greatest mixed martial arts of all time in my era, you know, and if he's at 55, he's at 55, he's at 70, he's at 70, the money's going to come. If you put the money first, then you're gonna be chasing around in circles, you know. As long as you keep winning, you keep doing what you do, you make fans want to watch you, the money always going to come in. So at the end of the day, it's whatever, you know. If what intrigues me is whoever you guys think is the best guy in the world, and I want a piece of that.
When you talk about being the best featherweight of all time, and I think you're definitely in that discussion. I really think it's a two-man race, and you've got two wins over the other guy in that race, and Jose Aldo. Do you feel like those two wins cemented you as the greatest featherweight of all time, and the fact that you haven't lost at that weight in, what, 6-7 years now?
No, far from it. You know, he has a bunch of records that with the belt that I do not have that I'm chasing. So until then, we can talk. You know, but right now he is the greatest of all time. He's one of the guys that got me to this point. You know, he inspired me. He's one of the guys that showed to the world that you can be a striker, you can be a champion, you can be a dominant champion when we're in a world of wrestlers. You know, so at the end of the day, I think I still got catching up to do for sure.
Talk about being on this card in particular. This is a card it's got some controversy at the top of it because Colby Covington's on it. Is it odd for you not being the main event? Because it seems to me you're the biggest name fighting on this card, but because Colby Covington's mouth has worked so hard, he's got the headlining spot. Is that sort of an odd situation for you?
Not at all. We couldn't have UCY, so this is the closest we're going to have it. You know, this is the ninth island, baby. A bunch of my Hawaiians is coming up. A bunch of my Canadians is coming up. A bunch of 10th island guys. I know Brazil fans are going to be here. I know UK fans will be here. I know Australian fans are going to be here. Everybody will be here. The world is tuning in, you know. I wouldn't care if I open up the night. You know, if I could open up the night, that would be great. You know, it'd be the first night, get it done, go back to my hotel room, eat some cupcake, eat some pizzas, and go on with life, you know. But, you know, co-main, first fight, whatever it is, a fight is a fight, man. You know, I don't care too much. You know, we stood getting the push. You can see it, and I'm blessed.
That is Max Holloway. You could see him live on pay-per-view UFC 245 this weekend against Alexander Volkanovski. You also have Kamaru Usman versus Colby Covington, Amanda Nunes versus Jermaine Durandamy. A stacked pay-per-view, three title fights. Max, you truly are an easy guy to cheer for, extremely humble, extremely likable guy, man. I love watching you fight and looking forward to seeing you in there again this weekend, man. Best of luck to you, and we will talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thank you for the time, man. You guys have a happy holidays.
All right, you too, Max. Take care.
All right, well, you know what? Let's give away some UFC tickets for the event here. And ESPN 97.5 is celebrating Christmas early with our 12 Days of Christmas. All day today, we're giving away a UFC Jones versus Reyes tickets at 5:50. We'll take caller 5 to 713-780-3776. You're going to win a pair of tickets to see thrilling world championship fights at the Toyota Center on February 8th. Stay tuned for your chance to win all day, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And for ticket and show info, head to toyotacenter.com. We're going to take a quick break. Man, people still wanting to get it. I want to flip it a little bit when we come back, and I also have an interesting gem of the day for you. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Condo paid for, no car payment, at
my arraignment, no for the plaintiff. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Lamont says, hot woman, any woman with a whole bunch of zeros in her bank account.
I'll usually get it done.
Says, hot stop being about physical appearance in my 20s, maybe 30s. It's about U.S. currency now.
Damn, Lamont. Yeah. Just using and abusing,
yeah,
huh?
Hey, you know, at least he's honest about it.
I guess.
And then somebody's saying it's ironic that a couple of uglies like you guys are rating women.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we do.
Yeah.
I make no bones about it. I guarantee you there's not a woman on this planet out there going, oh, I got to get me some of that.
Not even your wife.
No, especially not my wife. But, you know, that's okay. I mean,
By the way,
I'm not in the movies. If I were in the movies, I'd be playing like either a villain or maybe a mob boss or something like that. I wouldn't be playing somebody attractive.
This will come as a shock to many, but ugly guys have been judging hot women for a long, long time.
Yeah.
This is nothing new.
To me, it's like art. It's like, what would you want to hang on your wall?
Right.
And somebody mentioned Glenn Close. Ugh, I never found her even remotely attractive. All right, let's speaking of attractive, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Are you familiar with Yuri Tolochko?
Yes.
A Kazakhstan actor and bodybuilder.
Yes.
You're a big fan?
Yeah. I mean, the dude is pumped. I'm trying to get on that level. So, yeah.
He kind of looks like I've got posters. He looks like a Kazakhstan Conor McGregor a little bit.
Does he look like a ripped Borat?
No, he looks like Conor McGregor.
Okay.
But very, very ripped. I mean, there's a picture of him.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked a lot about sex robots and sex dolls and things like that. Tends to come up on the show. Yuri has got engaged.
How do you spell Yuri, by the way?
Y-U-R-I.
Okay.
Was it supposed to be something
else? No, I'm just curious.
Well, he is engaged to his sex doll, Margo.
Oh.
And apparently, what she wasn't good enough for him because he's been getting her plastic surgery. Now, first off, isn't all surgery on a doll plastic surgery?
I see what you did there.
But mm-hmm. Apparently he's been documenting their lives together at the Margo_party Instagram account, where he shows dates they go on and even some of the surgery Margo went through. He says she can't walk by herself. She needs help. Apparently he said this with a straight face. Nor is she very good in the kitchen. Says Margo doesn't know how to cook. But she does know how to eat, he says. She loves Georgian cuisine. Her favorite dish is
like
Khinkali, which is dumplings. Georgia, the country, not Atlanta.
Oh, I was
going to
say southern, collard greens, things like that.
No, that's not it. Yeah. Remember Kazakhstan, right?
Gotcha.
So apparently there's a lot of others out there like Yuri. Stars did a silicone soul documentary that shows people who've married their sex dolls. And apparently they're all over Amazon, so you can shop just for your type. So I guess for people like me, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
So, but I got to say, I would never ask my plastic doll to have plastic surgery. I mean, I would accept her for who she is.
Yeah.
I think that's what we should do, right?
I would think so.
So, yeah.
Just love her for her.
And I think Yuri wouldn't have any trouble getting real women. So this must be real love. And that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So I was saying about women that I find attractive that nobody else would. And you'll laugh at me for this one. Melissa McCarthy.
You do think she's hot?
Yeah, I find her very attractive. I don't know if it's
I find that surprising.
Yeah?
Usually you're very judgmental on women's bodies.
Not really.
Okay.
But I just, for some reason, I find her funny in everything she's in.
She is a funny lady.
And I find extremely attractive. Although there was one movie, I'll watch anything she's in because at some point it'll be funny. And I kind of feel the same way about Ryan Reynolds. They did one movie together.
You feel the same way about Ryan Reynolds as you do Melissa McCarthy?
Not from an attractiveness standpoint, just that I can watch their movie and I'll be entertained.
Gotcha.
But they did one movie together.
Where he was like the... No, that's a different movie, I think.
Well, it was so awful. It was some science fiction movie, and the name of it's a number. And I was wondering, why have I never heard of this? It's got Melissa McCarthy and Ryan Reynolds. It's got to be great, right?
It's bad.
It's the worst. One of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Okay.
And
if you don't know, now you know.
Yeah. 713 says Yuri will make his real mistake buying her a Peloton. You know what? Hey, I'm going to give them credit. They've gotten so much attention.
They really have.
Ad.
I told you.
It's been great for them.
It's good pub.
Yeah, and the girl now is getting all kinds of publicity for it. I don't find her that hot, to be honest with you.
I think she's cute.
Doesn't do it for me. I don't know if it's just because she comes off as pathetic. She said my name. Yeah. It's kind of like, eh. All right. Well, good luck. But, yeah. All right. Well, we've got a lot more to get to. We still have an hour left. So there's that. And, guys, Texas Mattress Makers, they are still doing Black Friday. They've extended it at all three locations, including the New Woodlands location, which is off north of I-45. Exit Robinson Road, right in front of the iFly. 30% off select mattresses from factory direct prices. Now, keep in mind, you're already saving 50% or more off of what you'd pay in a retail store. Now you're getting 30% on top of that as they continue Black Friday. And so if you missed out, well, you really didn't. You can go by any of the great stores and check it out. You're going to get a great deal. You're going to do business with fantastic people. You're going to sleep better. You are going to love it. And you're going to get custom fitted. And they make fantastic mattresses. They make them right there at the factory at Navigation in Lockwood and sell them directly to you. They know everything about these mattresses. They're going to put you on the one that works best for you. Visit one of their three great stores, the original Navigation in Lockwood, in Katy on 3rd Street, or the new one in the Woodlands, exit Robinson Road. Texas Mattress Makers is the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. Make sure you tell them I sent you.
ESPN 97.5.